weather's not going to make you very happy, so we're just going to skip that altogether.
Skip the weather
and
altogether.
We're going to make you happy with the very special guest that we have in this room.
Well, I feel like the best way to start this conversation right now is by simply saying, hello.
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 In the studio with us this morning, two of the stars of the Book of Mormon, Jordan Matthew Brown, Liam Tobin, both
yes,
here.
Yes,
good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So I have to, let me start it with this. My wife, Chrissy, grew up in a Mormon family Ooh. In Alabama.
Oh, my gosh.
The Mormonism didn't stick with her. But she goes to the show, and she's seen it multiple times now, and she says to me, this is like going to a documentary for me.
That's amazing.
That's very high praise.
And Chrissy leaned into me last night, and she goes, you know, the hell dreams, they're real. They're real. So I said, wow, how true to life is this? And she goes, closer than you know, which is, I think, a compliment, right?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
And then to ask her also, was any of it insulting, which I'm sure you guys get every now and again, too, because it's very racy and it's, you know, you've got to go in there a little bit ready for the language and the content, but that's what also makes it hysterical. And she said that none of it was offensive to her as a former Mormon, or however you would position her. And in fact, she said that there are Mormons who have seen the show. Her mom wants to see the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who actually appreciate it and support it.
Well, don't they still have an ad in the program, the Mormons?
There are certain programs mm-hmm. that will have the ad. And
yeah.
I remember there was a city that we were in where there was a Mormon couple at the stage door. And right. they said afterwards, they were like, if you can't laugh at yourself, then yeah. what's the point?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I loved that.
Yeah.
Oftentimes there'll be actual Mormon missionaries standing outside the theater waiting for patrons to come out and be like, well, now you've seen the show, read the book.
Right? Now, Liam has been in the room before. Because about a year and a half ago or so, maybe 2 years ago, you came in because you were Jerry mm-hmm. in Beautiful, the Carole King musical. Talk to me about the differences between Jerry in that show, where there is comedy in mm-hmm. Beautiful, but it's mostly about the music, where here there's music, but it's mostly about the comedy. As an actor, what's that shift like?
Well, yeah, it's very different. I mean, first and foremost, I suppose, you know, playing a real person, playing Jerry Goffin, you know, and, you know, trying to, you know, honor that person's legacy while still, you know, doing what you're asked to in the show and, you know, finding that balance. Whereas here, you know, there's a lot more free rein when you're not playing an actual person, as, you know, Elder Price doesn't actually exist, but it's you know, a suggestion of what, you know, it's you know, our version of a typical, you know, young Mormon missionary. But it's in some ways a lot more freeing because, you know, you don't have that responsibility to showcase this person's life as it was. So I mean, but they're both so much fun to do, and it's nice to be have the privilege to get to do, you know, kind of almost opposite ends of the spectrum. So it's been great.
So, Jordan, your character is Elder Cunningham, and he is, and the two of you are paired together, you're partners in this, and you've been located or relocated to Uganda. And so it's about trying to convert villages to the Mormon faith. And what I loved about your character, both very, very funny, but your character seemed to build to me and just became, he went from being soft and a follower to, I mean, led by lies, but still like such a leader and a man's man and in charge. How did it feel playing that character? It must have been so much fun.
I mean, it's so fun. It's been a dream role of mine.
Right.
And I think it's so incredible because he really gets to go on this crazy, amazing journey,
yeah.
a full arc. And I think that often, that doesn't always happen. You don't always get that when it's like the trope of the sidekick.
Yeah, right.
And I think this show really breaks that open
mm-hmm.
and flips that on its head.
Yeah,
and you
does.
Get to take a full journey. I sometimes tell people that it feels like you're kind of getting on a roller coaster and you just take the ride through the show.
Well, because you think you know who the supporting characters and who the lead is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the case. You guys are equal, just at different times, one leads versus the other. And I do love the Elder Price character, too, because he's such a ham and such a dork. I mean, he really is, but he's so handsome. He's so Dudley Do-Right, you know? Like, and I love everything about it. And you can feel that energy coming from the audience, too, I bet.
For sure, yeah. I mean, and, you know, with Elder Price, you know, he's such a young, ambitious, kind of has always been the best at everything. Everybody kind of knows someone like that in their lives. And sometimes it's nice to see that person fail a little bit and see the cracks in the, you know, the perfect facade and stuff. So it's he has his own journey as well, you know, where he kind of starts at the top and then has quite a transformation and, you know, starts to doubt things and, you know, reevaluate his life and his faith. But yeah, it's also really fun.
What I love about the way this story unfolds, and again, Jordan, this kind of focuses on you for a second, is that, you know, the opening number happens, and you've probably seen it on, for example, the Tony Awards, whatever that was 10 years ago, when Neil Patrick Harris was hosting. And, you know, they did the classic scene where everybody's walking around backstage knocking on doors. Hello. And all these different people are opening doors. But you're into this opening number, and it's music, and it's rollicking, and it's fun, and it's a good time. And then all of a sudden, Jordan's character walks out, and forgive me if I botch the line because I haven't seen the show in a year or so, but you walk out suddenly and the first thing out of your mouth is, "Would you like to change religions? I've got a book written by Jesus."
That's pretty close. That was almost exactly it.
And that's the moment where suddenly the audience goes, "Here comes the comedy." Like, as an actor, you're the moment where the audience goes, "Here's the guy that's bringing the funny." Is there pressure on you in that moment?
I mean, it's so fun. And I feel like the entire cast really, we all kind of bring the comedy in very different places. And we all support each other through that. So I think that they kind of are able to, in a way, lift me up higher and through what they're doing also, and lift each other up, which has just been so exciting. I think I have to, like, let any fears go before walking on. Any inhibition has to kind of disappear.
That is a great point you make. I have to say that from beginning to end, everyone sort of focuses on the two of you and also on Elder McKinley, too, who is a very funny character as well. But I will say, I was watching the faces of the supporting actors who were all invested 200% in the show with their giant smiles and their, you know, their dance moves. And they were all so passionate about their individual roles. I noted that last night because I've been to other shows, you know, in New York and here, where definitely the leads are leading, but the supporting characters take, you know, step back a bit. I really felt like everybody in this show was super strong.
This cast is phenomenal.
Yeah.
The company is brilliant. And I think that's also a testament to the amazing creative team that we have that keeps the show running in this shape. It's really incredible. Mm-hmm.
Liam Tobin and Jordan Matthew Brown,
yes,
stars, among others, who are, because you're right, there are a lot of stars at this show, of the Book of Mormon. It's only on for a couple weeks, so you got to grab tickets because, you know, opening night is tonight, and it's only here for a couple weeks. So Mervish.com to grab all your tickets. Guys, thanks for coming in. It's good to see you. I wish I could spend an hour talking about
this. Yeah, me too.
I absolutely love it.
Yeah, fantastic.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being had.